why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, mobile, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We heard gunshots in the area of Intendencia between Jefferson and Palafox. Officers very close by, including myself and others, ran to the location. We saw numerous people on the ground suffering from gunshot wounds. Officers immediately began providing first aid. Tourniquets were applied. Tragically, a young man... was provided CPR. CPR was ineffective. He was pronounced on scene.
Yeah, so obviously the big news from over the weekend, we had here the Pensacola Police Chief Eric Winstrom doing a press conference yesterday. He's going to do another one this morning, and we'll get more details, I'm sure. But essentially, with 50 extra police deployed downtown because of concerns about safety and security in downtown Pensacola after the 4th of July fireworks show on Saturday, there was a shooting. It took place early in the morning, you know, 1 a.m. It was really on the 5th. Really, if we're going to talk about it accurately, we shouldn't say it was a 4th of July shooting. It was really a 5th of July shooting. But, you know, police surged to the area. They found six victims wounded. They applied life-saving, including a tourniquet CPR, as you heard. That means that had there not been so many police, I know some people, kind of the reaction is, oh, my God, with 50 police, how was there a shooting? Well, 50 spread out around the whole area. It's not like they were all hanging out right outside the Sanger Theater where this took place. It's not the Sanger's fault. It just happens to be a location on the south side there in Intendencia. But, you know, all those police, I am sure, were flooding to that zone when they heard the shots. You know, one now, four now, three now, right? Coming in from all over the area and probably saved lives because they were there, because we had extra deployed. You just can't prevent everything. You just can't. You can do your best, but you cannot prevent everything. That's just the reality of it. So six other people were wounded. All of them are expected to survive. This could have been a lot worse because you had, you know, victims as young as 16, as old as 26. The 19-year-old was the one who wound up dying in the event. Bullets were flying everywhere. It was a terrible incident. He doesn't even know how many shots were fired. He was asked about this yesterday.
I know we very well may have. I was out there till about 5:30. And then I came in here to start preparing for this, among other things. Our forensics team was still out there. They were out there with the medical examiner. It was a very large, geographically large crime scene. It was the entire length of Intendencia between Jefferson and Palafox and a little bit more as some of the victims ran, you know, further than that. There's a lot of foliage there that I know they were combing through. So, I saw quite a few shell casings, so I can't tell you for sure what the number is, but certainly hearing the shots myself, it sounded like a volley of fire. If you said it was 10 to 20, I wouldn't be surprised if it was more.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll find out, but, you know, if it were seven people that were struck, I would feel comfortable guessing that the number of bullets is more in the 20 to 30 vicinity, just because handgun fire, as he even talked about yesterday, is very, very inaccurate. It's not like in the movies, you know, where you put six shots and, you know, six. It just, I mean, unless you're right next to somebody, it does not work that way. It's, if you've ever shot a handgun, you know, as opposed to a rifle, it's very, very easy to miss. Was it targeted or was it random?
We believe that it was targeted. I don't think that that this was a random act at all. From the very preliminary investigation that we had, I want to say too, we have had a lot of cooperation from individuals that were there, a lot of cooperation from the businesses that were there.
And everybody has supplied video and I don't know what to say. There's a video circulating online. I don't know if it's authentic or not. It purports to be of the incident. It might be, it might not be, so I don't really want to talk about it until I find out from PPD what they think is authentic or not. It's entirely possible that it's fabricated. It's entirely possible that it's real. I just don't know, so I don't want to give too many comments based on that. But everybody has been helping ever since, which is exactly what you want to hear.
Everyone in the community is really stepping up and showing that we don't want, you know, Pensacola doesn't want to be the city that's ever going to be numb to a single person shot, much less seven of our community members struck by gunfire.
Absolutely. Every time. We take it seriously every time because we're not the sort of place, you know, like a Chicago. It's like, oh, home, it's only 10, you know, like, and I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. So that place has become, it's different these days. Anyway, we'll find them. They're committed to it, of course. And PPD has some outstanding detectives. I'm sure they'll be working interagency if there's any reason to believe that the people came from in the county, which is not uncommon, you know, just, I mean, criminals don't know boundaries between the city and the county. Just doesn't work like that.
It is absolutely my intention to make sure that these individuals are taken off the street as soon as possible. And, you know, this is a very safe city. And
it is.
There's very few people, I think, in our community that are willing to pull a trigger and take the life of someone else. And getting that individual or those individuals off the street as soon as possible will, I think, will make the city much safer.
My guess, and this is only a guess, but, you know, based on the number of bullets, based on the number of people hurt, my guess would be that you're talking about multiple people were shooting. And if this turns out to be what it sort of seems like at first, which is either, you know, somebody was spotted downtown, and this is all supposition by me, but based on past experiences in this, here's what I'm supposing will turn out to be the case. Okay, first of all, this was not a mass shooting. This was not somebody trying to kill a lot of people. At least there's no evidence of that. It looks much more like it was them trying to murder one person, probably somebody that they had a prior argument or beef or, you know, drug deal gone bad or they looked the wrong way at my girlfriend 5 days ago or, you know, that kind of stuff, which I'm not making light. I mean, that's reasons that people get shot around here sometimes. But that probably what happened is either one of two things. Either somebody spotted the victim, the person who was killed. Again, I'm assuming that was the intended target, was the person who was actually killed. Somebody spotted that person downtown and called his enemies who showed up to kill him, which we know that has happened in other instances. Or his enemies were downtown and ran into him unexpectedly and decided to kill him at that moment. But one of those two is the most likely, in my opinion. And all the other people most likely were just part of the group that happened to be around because there was a lot of people out and about. But we'll find out more. And I have more to say about this in a second. We'll get there. Candy has traffic on the fives. Welcome back, Candy.
Hey, thank you so much. It's so nice being here.
As everybody has said, best laugh in all of radio. I would say best laugh in the whole wide world, period.
Yeah, that's not true.
Absolutely the best
anybody.
Laugh in radio. Oh, so.
But I love you guys. I really appreciate you. There's an accident near what used to be Big Daddy's on North Davis Highway, right where it turns off as you're heading towards like Argo and into Pace. So there's an accident there. And then there's something backing up on the interstate. It's I-10. It's mile marker 15, but right between the scenic highway exit and the spur to get onto 110. That's happening. That's backing up a little bit. And then we're watching an accident on 98 in Navarre. It says no roadblock, but it's always kind of slow in that area. Navarre Parkway. It's Highway 98, of course, in Sunrise Drive. Use caution wherever you are. 437-1620. You can text if you see that accident or slow down this morning.
All right. Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, by the way, I just did get a confirmation of what I was suspecting, which is the video that has been circulating claiming to have been from Saturday night is apparently from somewhere else. And I'll be honest, the incident that it shows doesn't match the incident as described either. And so it's another one of these.
Is it the Coney Island hot dog eating contest?
You just can't trust social media. Oh. You just can't trust social media for anything.
All right.
Go to your reliable sources. Back to the incident that took place on Saturday night. And, you know, a couple of other comments from the chief that are very important. And then a couple of just analysis by me. One is it safe to go on Palafox? Yeah.
But what would I say? I would say that I would feel comfortable taking my family down to Palafox Street tonight.
Absolutely. I would, too. Even at 1 a.m., even last Saturday night. And listen, I know this is probably going to be too rational. I say that. I mean that for a lot of people. But I've said this about every major incident. I'll give you context. If you go back to 9/11, okay, nearly 2,500 people died in 9/11, right? In the various incidences. Four planes. How many planes took off and landed safely that day? Okay? In the context of the grand scheme of things, even when a dozen or two dozen people get killed in a school shooting, and it's horrendous, how many kids went to school and came home safely that day? 30 million? When people drive and getting killed in a car crash, when there's a collision of an airplane somewhere. My industry fixates on the exceptional, emotionally captivating, horrific things of the world. That's the nature of what we tend to do. And I always feel like it's my job as a philosopher, okay, as an educator, as somebody who cares about the community and being reasonable, is to remind you of that. This incident, one person died and six people were shot. That's terrible. How many people were downtown on Saturday and didn't get shot? Tens of thousands. Even if you knew this was going to happen, going downtown at 1 a.m. on Sunday morning yesterday was a safe bet, even with this incident happening. Now, I know that's just not how the brain works. That's why I'm here to say that's the rational answer. Because every day people die in car crashes. It doesn't make it not a news event. It doesn't make it not a horrible thing. It doesn't mean we shouldn't talk. But in the grand scheme of life in this community, I mean, hundreds of people die every day from all kinds of things. Just keep that in mind. Is it safe to be on Palafox? Yes. Was it safe on Saturday night, Sunday morning? Yes. Even then. And that's the other thing I want to mention about this is the description of this incident has, I think, led to a misperception of it. The thing itself is bad. A person dying, a bunch of people being at risk, a bunch of bullets flying through Intendencia Street downtown during the late hours after a celebration, all bad. But I don't think this was really a 4th of July thing. I don't think this was a fireworks thing. I don't think that even with all the teenagers out and misbehaving, it was really that much. And it wasn't a teen takeover or anything like that. It just was a lot of people.
Of the young people were throwing mortar fireworks, which are very dangerous, and not lighting off fireworks to enjoy the fireworks, but throwing these fireworks at individuals, which is obviously can cause serious injuries.
Yeah, that's the mortar ones are the ones that, I mean, like a mortar. It's a tube and it shoots way up and then it explodes. Like, we're not talking about lady fingers or, you know, firecrackers or even Roman candles.
The poppets.
Like some people might have done back in the day. This is real dangerous fireworks and kids were apparently throwing them at each other.
One arrest that I was involved in was one such person, and that individual ended up also having a firearm in his waistband. And what you're doing, bringing a firearm to... as a teenager,
a minor
down to 4th of July, and throwing fireworks at people doesn't make any sense, whatsoever. So I'm glad that he was put in custody because that could have been another tragic story.
Yeah. I mean, terrible, and glad they arrested him. Of course, appropriate.
As I said, I was really encouraged, because while we were down and I was down there for hours, I was down there for the entire time up till about 5:30 in the morning. And as it got more disruptive, there were parents that probably recognized me from seeing me in the news that would walk up to me and say, "Chief, I'm here. I'm trying to get my son. I think he's here somewhere. I don't think this is right." And I heard that from several people, and it really made me very optimistic about the direction that Pensacola is taking, because these teen takeovers, we've seen it at the Cordova Mall. We've seen it at elsewhere in the county. They may seem harmless when described on their face, but when you see the possible consequences that they have when that many young people are involved, there very well may be seven completely innocent, you know, victims, really young people. 26 is far too young to be contemplated in a deadly situation like.
And that is a very encouraging thing. He said it twice, that parents were showing up trying to pick up their kids when they realized that their kids were down there, not necessarily because of the gunfire, but just because of, you know, their kids shouldn't be out and about unsupervised.
But I could tell you, I've been a police officer for a very long time, and the percentage of arrestees that I've had who had a loving mother, father, or mother figure or father figure in their life that were looking out for them, an adult mentor in their life that looking out for them, was very low. I know every successful adult that I know can point to an adult when they were a kid that looked out for them. And if every child in the city of Pensacola had that, I think there would be much less need for us to have conversations like this.
That is 100% accurate. And by the way, he's not saying that as a criticism of the, you know, the kids who don't have the right kind of supervision and family structure, not primarily, although that's included in the commentary. He's saying it was encouraging to see so many parents caring about their kids. He's saying this is the kind of community we have, is the kind of community that does provide that kind of guidance. I want to interrupt this. Oh, man, I had this one last clip that I really want to play. I'll see if I can get to it after the break. But Candy has traffic on the fives. Candy?
Sure. We're watching an accident. This is I-10 westbound, it looks like, as far as I can tell. Accident right between Scenic Highway and the spur backing up to the exit for 110. So use caution there. Use caution wherever you are. We're also seeing an accident on Davis right where it kind of meets 90. It's on the 90 side, and that's slowing things down a little bit. We're also watching an accident on 98 in Navarre near Sunrise Drive. It says no roadblock, but according to emergency crews on scene, use caution wherever you are. 437-1620 is your number. You can text, certainly, if you see those accidents or slowdowns. Let us know. I'm Candy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. And by the way, you know, the one thing I want to say is I do not consider this a 4th of July shooting. I consider this a shooting that could have happened wherever these people discovered that person. And that could have been at a club. It could have been at a park. It could have been somebody's house party. I don't think of this as a 4th of July thing, and it certainly wasn't a mass shooting of the sort where somebody was trying to kill a bunch of people. They just happened to find them in a place where, you know, there's a bunch of people, and not even the teenagers most, and not even necessarily fireworks crowd. Just a Saturday night in Pensacola with a lot of people hanging around. So the association with teen takeover or with teenage behavior or with fireworks or 4th of July or mass shooting, I think those are all mistaken associations. But we'll find out more when we hear from the chief later on this morning. And he also talked about how, you know, like, we're kind of lucky it wasn't more people because, you know, handgun fire is very inaccurate. They can be deadly for a long distance, even, you know, quarter mile, half mile away. We're actually kind of lucky that it wasn't more people. And I agree with that. It could have been much, much, much worse. 437-1620. If you're getting up this morning and you know you need to replace or repair your roof, call Quality Roofing Solutions. Brian Ward started this company 20 years ago in 2006, and his goal was to be the kind of contractor people didn't dread to call. You know, the kind of people who will keep their word, give you a fair price, do the work they say they're going to do, follow up, treat you with respect, answer your questions, not treat you like you're stupid for asking or assume that you know everything and not talk down to you, but just be contractors you can count on. Well, 10,000 roofs later, with a 4.9 rating on Google, it's kind of working. You know, they're kind of doing it well. Lifetime workmanship warranty on their roofs. Call them and find out how they're different. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the purpose of life? This is a question that almost everyone asks themselves at some point. Some people would say their purpose in life is their children, while others would say their purpose in life is their spouse. However, not everyone has children and not everyone is married, so the answer has to be broader than that. The Bible's basic answer to what is the purpose for life is to give God glory in all that we do. And the primary New Testament way to give God glory is to be focused on speaking the message of Jesus Christ to our kids or to our spouse, and really to anyone that we come in contact with. The purpose of this life is to lovingly and boldly explain the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So let us be about our Father's business.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Then it's a dogfight.
An F-14 against fifth-gen fighters.
It's not the plane, it's the pilot.
Top Gun Maverick and Styx, one of my first vinyl records, Grand Illusion, a classic, $7.29.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Oh, it's fantastic.
I used to put that on, we would dance in the yard.
Steve Wynn is in the newsroom with a headline for us. Steve?
Well, good morning. A teenager's dead after a shooting in Escambia County, which happened yesterday morning in Pensacola near the intersection of Palafox and Indecencia Streets. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thanks so much, Steve. Yeah, we'll be talking about the President Trump speech and my analysis of, you know, what it means to be American. That's 250 years. Oh, also, kind of a sad note, it is the 25th anniversary of the shark attack on Jesse Arbogast, who was 8 at the time.
I donated blood for that. A lot of us did.
2001.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. The funeral procession today in Tehran for Iran's former hardline religious leader killed on the first day of Operation Epic Fury. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu earlier on Fox and Friends describes what some are chanting.
They were shouting, death to Trump, death to me, of course, but death to Trump. We have to kill Trump, death to America.
And that funeral continues until Thursday. Right now, U.S. soccer star Flo Balogun can play tonight versus Belgium, the elimination game in Seattle, but
the Belgian Soccer Federation formally wrote to FIFA to appeal the matter, and the right to appeal was granted.
That's Fox's Jay Berman reporting. Balogun received a controversial red card in the last game, meaning he was originally banned for tonight. He could be banned again if Belgium wins the appeal. The game is on Fox at 8 p.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31, 77 degrees right now, with a few light showers moving through the area. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Police Chief Eric Winstrom says he spent much of Saturday night at the scene of that deadly shooting on Indecencia Street. He says there's one thing driving his department right now.
I met the grieving mother of this 19-year-old young man yesterday, and she deserves justice, and she deserves answers, and we're going to do everything we can to get those for her.
The 19-year-old victim was shot and killed around 1:20 a.m. yesterday morning near the corner of Indecencia and Jefferson, just hours after the city's 4th of July celebration. Six other victims, ranging from age 16 to 26, are expected to survive. No suspects been identified yet. Winstrom says detectives who were downtown for the holiday patrol pivoted immediately to working the investigation and have been at it ever since. We will learn more later on this morning about 11 a.m. when Chief Winstrom will conduct a press conference. A logjam on the Blackwater River is devastated business at Blackwater Joe's Canoes during what should have been the busiest weekend of the year. The Holt Outfitter had to shut down all the trips until the jam is cleared, and manager Ben Waltman told Channel 3 the financial hit is adding up fast.
It hurts us really bad whenever 10 people can't go, you know, or 20. Some days we might put 60 people in the water or 100, but today I've turned away 40 or 50 people. You know, you get five cars come in, five in each car. Next thing you know, you've lost that money.
Waltman says the logs jammed south of Bryan Bridge and have since moved downriver into Santa Rosa County. The Division of Forestry is assisting with the cleanup efforts. Independent kayakers attempting the river are warned to be extremely careful. Currents are strong and the conditions are dangerous. A 32-year-old Crestview man is dead after the homemade go-kart he was driving collided with a pickup truck in Okaloosa County on Friday night. Florida Highway Patrol says the go-kart drifted onto the shoulder of Garden City Road, then re-entered the road directly into the path of a northbound pickup. The go-kart driver died from his injuries. The 26-year-old pickup driver suffered some minor injuries. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We will have a 40% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, 40% chance of rain, high near 91. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Heading into Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny skies, high near 91. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's go to Candy Colchin for a look at the traffic on the 5.
Oh, man, there's some stuff out there this morning. It was holiday light for so long. I-10 westbound, there's an accident causing a backup. And again, this is between the Scenic Highway exit and the exit to get off on the spur at 110. And it's at mile marker 15. We're also seeing an accident at Davis where it meets 90 and then Navarre at Sunrise Drive at Highway 98. If you see an accident or a slowdown, please text it in 437-1620. I'm Candy with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks, Candy. Yeah. Right now, it's 77 degrees in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 74 in Milton at 735. Next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Another good sign from Boeing as the plane maker works to ramp up production and keep pace with the enormous global demand for jets. The company will open a fourth assembly line churning out 737 MAX jets outside Seattle. It is the same plane involved in the 2024 mid-air blowout of a door on an Alaskan Airlines flight. Lockheed Martin is leading the race to buy a naval defense group. The defense heavyweight is expected to spend $3.5 billion for Ultra Maritime. It specializes in anti-submarine technology. Lockheed is one of the world's largest defense firms, and conflicts from Ukraine to Iran have increased demand for munitions worldwide. Comcast's British broadcaster Sky has agreed to buy ITV's television business for $2 billion. The deal will combine two of the UK's best-known media brands. And it's shaping up to be a nice start to the week for stocks. Futures are mostly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At PennAir Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
If you've ever wondered what it feels like to fly inches from another jet, traveling hundreds of miles an hour, now's your chance. Hi, I'm Rear Admiral Kyle Kozad, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. Climb into a full-scale F-18 Super Hornet cockpit and experience the sensation of flying in tight formation with the Blue Angels over Pensacola. The only experience of its kind in the world at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org and report for duty. No flight suit required, just a sense for adventure.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020.
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting, up and down the boulevard.
Navy Lieutenant Arthur Rose commanded 36 landing craft as part of the largest naval armada in history. Recalling that sight, he wrote home to his parents, "What a country we are." At 107 years old, Lieutenant Rose is here to salute one of our nation's most prized possessions, the flag that flew aboard the first landing craft on D-Day and led the first Americans onto the beaches of Normandy to liberate Europe and defeat Nazi fascism forever.
Listen, whatever you might think of President Trump otherwise, this speech on Saturday was fantastic. It was exactly what it should have been. I think earlier I said it was on note. I should have said it was on key. Come on, there's nothing like a good Star-Spangled Banner pun. It was like National Bad Joke Day last week when we were on vacation and my wife is giving me grief. She's like, "It's not National Bad Joke Day anymore, you know." I'm like, "Doesn't stop me, baby." Don't stop believing in bad puns. 437-1620. So, yeah, it was the fireworks show was spectacular. They had a lightning delay for terrible weather. They had to go and come back. That's why the fireworks didn't start until, like, you know, midnight Eastern time. That's why it was like 11 o'clock our time when it was actually playing.
Didn't stop Sleepy Hollow either. But
right. The speech was outstanding. And you know me, I mean, I didn't really want to listen to it. I'll be honest with you. When I saw the speech was, I had it recorded. And when I saw the speech, I'm like, "Oh, fast forward. Ah, fireworks, cool, the part I want." And then I had seen online so many people saying the speech was good. I'm like, "Oh, great. I'm going to go back and listen to this speech. Oh, my God, this speech is so good." Because he has such a range, right? He can be just terrible and make things up and just lie and silly stuff. But this was, I mean, really great. He has such a range. And he's capable of doing fantastic speeches. The speech with the flags and all of the historical, the people, the Pearl Harbor survivor, the flag from Saratoga surrender, the D-Day survivor. I mean, just absolutely amazing. Iwo Jima.
On Iwo Jima in the Pacific, the Marines faced some of the most brutal combat in the history of warfare. They shed their blood for every inch of mountain that they reached. And when they reached the summit and raised the stars and stripes for all to see, it was so special to everybody there. Everybody there and everybody watching. They couldn't believe it. It wasn't supposed to happen. With us today is one of the last survivors of that battle, 101-year-old Marine Corporal Don Graves. And he's here to salute that famous flag he saw rise in the glory of Iwo Jima 81 years ago. And you've all seen that flag many times.
That's amazing. Now, I don't know if it was the first flag or the second flag from the photo on Mount Suribachi. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. That's a great moment to think of a horrendous battle. And, you know, several of the battles, like think of Guadalcanal and things in World War II, were just absolutely horrendous. But he had talked repeatedly throughout this speech, not just about America, about America's triumph, about some of our historic moments, and he will do more in a second, but also about the importance of recognizing, you know, this moment in history where our battle is in part against, you know, near peer competitors, Russia, China, both communist nations. Communism is not thriving, but it is, you know, alive and well and dominating a lot of the world and influencing a lot of the world. And, you know, right here at home, we're seeing the rise of, you know, they call it democratic socialism. That's communism light. That's nice communism or communism with a happy face. It's still communism. It is still these people who do not believe in the American system of values. Now, doesn't mean we suppress their ability to speak. We will protect that. But godless communist literally is a phrase because communism denies the existence of God. It's atheism applied to politics, which pretends to be nice and kind and generous and winds up being oppressive everywhere that it's ever tried. There's a reason communist nations go the way they go, because once the happy-go-lucky, we're with the people get in charge, suddenly they're not part of the, you know, the ordinary everybody anymore, and they have power and they take advantage of it. Look at North Korea. Look at China. Look at Russia. Look at Cuba. Everywhere you see it happen, Ceausescu. I mean, everywhere you see it happen, it's always the same. And that's why he talked about communism on Saturday.
As I said last night at the beautiful Mount Rushmore, what a beautiful place, where Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt loomed over my shoulder as I spoke. America will never be a communist country. Won't happen. Communism is a loser, and it always will be. The communist system is the opposite of the American system, and the communist system has never worked. Our warriors did not fight communism on battlefields across the world, only to have that menace rear its ugly head right back here in America. We're not going to let it happen. We like to stop a threat like that immediately and before it begins. It's like a cancer. You got to cut it out. You got to cut it out fast.
You do. But the way you cut it out is by opposing it with speech. The solution to bad speech is more speech. You know, you let the communists talk and then you explain why they're stupid. And you point to history. And they say, well, we'd do it different. Just like everybody else who ever did it, they'd do it different too. How come they all failed? How come they all did the horrible things that they've done?
And right next to it is one of the last flags from Checkpoint Charlie, very famous place on the Berlin Wall where American freedom finally brought communism crashing down to an end.
And I sometimes feel like I'm insulting you to explain certain things that are so historically known to other people. But remember the survey we talked about earlier where 61% of Gen Zs don't know that the 4th of July is when they signed the Declaration of Independence? Like 46 or 7% of Americans don't know? I don't think I'm going beyond the bounds to explain that they built a wall around a place to prevent people from escaping communism into the little tiny outpost of Western Berlin. They built a wall to keep people in. We build a wall to keep people out. They're not the same. It's just they're not the same. And the point is that they had to actually stop people with machine guns and barbed wire from fleeing the evil of communism. So I'm glad the Democratic Socialists of America get up and wear their red shirts and tell us who they are. But good Lord, people, do you know what you represent?
Thank you so much. You are really very special. Thank you.
Checkpoint Charlie was a famous entryway through that
wall,
by the way.
Thank you very much. The Stars and Stripes cast the hammer and sickle into oblivion before, and we will do it again if necessary. I don't think it's going to be necessary. I think people have learned. They've learned what to do and how to handle it, and we're going to handle it very well. So, gentlemen, I want to thank you very much. You're amazing people, amazing men. Thank you.
I love the idea of having these flags, because you think of these events as having happened so long ago. I mean, the fall of Berlin Wall is not 89, but, you know, think of, I mean, that's still a long time ago. That's 7 years ago?
It was yesterday.
Yeah, just yesterday. It was when we were in high school, Candy.
I'm 29, so I don't know. Was I even born yet?
Flags where the survivor from D-Day is 107, or the survivor from Pearl Harbor is 104, or Iwo Jima 101, and flags that are that old, too. The flag with the people and the event of American triumph. It was quite something. We'll come back to this in a second. Candy has traffic on the fires. By the way, if you've been just tuning in, Candy's back.
This is fun. Look at me forgetting where all the buttons are.
I'm so excited. What's going on at the roads?
Well, it was brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's KNOX. Knox knocks them out. And there's quite a bit going on right now. I-10 westbound, there's an accident causing a backup between the Scenic Highway exit and the exit for 110. It is mile marker 15. It is starting to pick up, so it looks like they may have moved some of those autos out of the way. It's starting to move, but that has backed up Scenic Highway in both directions for that reason, for the people trying to get on westbound. There's also an accident north of that on Davis, right where it meets 90, and also on Sunrise Drive in Navarre on Highway 98, and that's slowing things down a little bit too. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, you can call or text that number and let us know. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Great to have you back. Back to the speech on Saturday, President Trump speaking on the 4th of July at D.C. at what was turned out to be an amazing fireworks show, almost 40 minutes long. It was crazy, ridiculous. If you watch it, you think, like, any moment of that fireworks show was a normal fireworks show finale. And then there was a finale. It was just fantastic. Anyway, but the sequence of American greatness and events.
Through the generations, Americans have never stopped striving to lift humanity to new heights. In 1903, the Wright brothers from Ohio fulfilled the age-old dream of mankind to fly. That's right, they're from Ohio, great state.
They are from Ohio.
And within 66 years of inventing the airplane, Americans planted our flag on the moon. Just 3 months ago, we sent American astronauts back to the far side of the moon, and this time they flew further from Earth than anyone has ever flown before.
By a little.
And here they are.
But they were there, like he brings them out on stage. The Artemis crew, of course.
So tonight we're joined by that crew of NASA Artemis, you know the crew, everybody. Artemis 2, and everybody watched. Isn't that amazing? And they became very famous. Everybody watched. I was watching. I don't know what it was. That one got the attention of everybody. And along with the last man to walk on the moon, Apollo 17 astronaut Jack Schmidt. Thank you, Jack. You look like you could be with them, Jack. You look very good.
Oh, and by the way, Jack Schmidt's here. Like, what? That's crazy. And by the way, I know Eugene Cernan is technically the last person to walk on the moon, but they were 11 and 12, and it was like, you know, Jack Schmidt climbed on the ladder, and then Gene Cernan climbed on the ladder behind him. So by seconds, he was the last man. He's the last, last of the alive, okay? So, and he was also the only, or the first non-military guy to be an astronaut to walk on the moon. Anyway, but that's just like then and now and all of these things. Again, it was a, what are you supposed to do on the 250th birthday? Brag! And we bragged a lot. It was good.
And as we can see here tonight, after 250 years, the spirit of 1776 still lives within us all. It still roars in the hearts of our nation's capital. It still burns in the heart of every patriot.
Yeah.
Thunders through every city and town, and it still lights the entire world with the glow of American liberty. And there is nothing like that. At 250 years old, we may be the oldest constitutional republic on earth, but our country is just getting started because the best is yet to come.
Amen. Absolutely. Love it. And nobody knows. Nobody knows if we'll be here in 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, another 250 years, but we're going to do our best, and we believe in the project.
We have a great fireworks display tonight, and I'm going to be watching it with you. It's going to start very quickly. So thank you very much. You're going to really like this. Thank you very much, everybody.
And he did not disappoint. The fireworks was amazing. I watched some of the Macy's. No contest. I mean, this was the best fireworks show I have ever seen. I wish I could have been there. We had relatives who had gone from North Carolina. And I'm like, oh, you're going to that thing? And they went, and I'm like, oh, I wish I'd have been. if I'd have known there was going to be that fireworks show, we probably would have found a way to go to watch it, because it was phenomenal. Really, really. 751 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. What makes America what it is? I'll tell you about that coming up next. Meanwhile, if you have a company, you have employees, you have health benefits, dental, vision, life, disability to manage, HR, payroll, all of that stuff, Torgerson Consulting is there for you. We started using them 5 years ago here at News Radio in Cat Country. They've been great. They're not miracle workers, okay? They don't make the plans, but they will go scour the marketplace and find the best plans available. I know, because, you know, having talked with Reed Torgerson a bunch, and also listened to him give a presentation to Milton on their health benefits, and his analysis was fantastic. It was super, super boring. But it was exactly right. It was the kind of thing you want from an insurance benefits analysis. It was great, good advice, and very clearly knows what he's talking about, which we have learned as well. My wife approves. She's an industrial engineer. No salespeople, insurance people ever get her approval, and she loves Torgerson Consulting. They're great. More than 25 years this year, they've been celebrating their anniversary. So if you have a business, you want to do right by your employees, want to find out if there's a better way, call them, 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Tops Appliance.
Every piece of jewelry has a story. Some start with a yes. Some start with, this belonged to my grandmother. Some start with, can we turn this into something new? However the story begins, the right jeweler helps it last. With custom design, careful restoration, and engagement rings built to last generations, Beret Jewelers has helped Pensacola keep those stories shining strong. Beret Jewelers, 40 years of coastal shine.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Say, I told you so.
Yeah, now don't lose your head, son. We still got a lot of boogieing to do.
Now put the pedal to the metal. I'm 10-10 on the side.
By sure, me and Fred here. We got your back door, ain't we, Fred?
Trying to find all the great American clips, Smoking the Bandit, and, of course, James Brown. I told you that I would tell you what I think America is on its 250th anniversary. I'll tell you that in just a second. Meanwhile, Candy's back. How about traffic on the fives?
God, everybody hates my laugh.
They like, love
dude,
your laugh.
I know. Man, me too. Nobody who hates it more is my husband. As we take a look at it, but he's funny guy. No. Davis, right where it meets 90, it looks like there is an accident that is tying things up. Another accident, it looks like it has been moved off to the side. It's on I-10 and it's westbound at mile marker 15. It's tying things up between the Scenic Highway and the spur to get onto 110. And it's backing up Scenic as well as people are trying to get onto 110. But that has been moved. It is moving, but it is moving slowly. 437-1620. See that accident or slow down? You can text and let us know. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. Great to have you back. I wrote this on the 4th of July, and I'm just going to read it to you. I don't usually read a lot of things on the air. I prefer to talk to you, but I'm going to read it because I thought I wrote it pretty well. What is America? A place, yes. A people, yes. A history, yes. But more than anything, America is a set of ideas. And the following list may not be exhaustive, but it's a pretty good start. All people are made in the image of God, a fact which requires us to treat them with dignity and respect, to care about them and all of their potential. God is welcome everywhere in our nation, but required nowhere, because God wants us to freely choose him, not be compelled into a relationship with him. If you have an idea or a dream, give it a shot. We'll let you try to succeed or watch you fail, both of which are allowed. We protect the freedom to do or say almost anything, and the best way to protect this is by keeping government as small as possible. Limited government leaves room for individual freedom, and that freedom allows people the ability to practice virtue, which makes them better people, the sort of people who are capable of handling well the freedom of limited government. Liberty is not just an end. It is a means of making the kind of people who can be trusted with the liberty they want. We keep government small because government has proven historically to be the greatest threat to people's rights and liberty, and by a massive margin over all other threats. The danger of large government is far greater than any danger people promise to solve by growing government. Mistakes are welcome, including the problems they cause, because mistakes and problems are evidence of freedom. Believing in freedom means allowing people to make mistakes and experience the consequences of them, good and bad. We choose our own government, and we also pay for it. You shouldn't have to pay for a government you can't help choose, and you shouldn't expect to help choose a government you don't pay to support. If you make other people's lives better, we will celebrate that. If you earn it, you get to own it and keep it. If two people agree to exchange a product or service for money, they do so because both of them believe the transaction makes their lives better. They may not always be right, but their mutual agreement is the very basis of our economy, and we will allow this basic freedom of commerce to happen as much as we possibly can. We love beauty. We love art. We love drama. We love knowledge. We love music. We love wisdom, and we love nature. But we also love ugliness, tackiness, vulgarity, noise, stupidity, and foolishness, precisely because one person's beautiful is often another person's ugly. And a huge part of that freedom we cherish is the recognition that other people will use it in ways we can't stand. But stand them we will, because more than any other expression of value, we cherish, rather than any particular expression of value, we cherish the right of other people to decide for themselves how to express what they believe, and we trust they will cherish our right to do the same. Weirdos are welcome. Immigrants are welcome. Dissenters and critics are welcome. The only thing we demand of you is that you don't change these fundamental things about what America is. Also, we will do everything we can to bring these same ideas to everyone everywhere if we can, because we believe these things are true of all people made by God in His image. As for other countries, we would much rather be at peace with you than the alternative. But we are so committed to these things that we will absolutely fight to protect them for ourselves. And you should understand that because we believe in them for all people, we are always going to be uncomfortable with anyone else who deprives their people of them. As of today, we've been doing this for 250 years. In the scope of human history, that's not such a big thing, but it's a pretty good start. We hope it works this well for another 250 years, and we're willing to give our best effort to make that happen. Happy birthday to U.S. us. That's it. So I almost ended it with, you know, good luck, have fun, don't die. But I didn't figure enough people would have seen the movie to get the reference.
Oh, I love that.
So that's America. At least that's what I believe in for it. I hope you enjoy it and agree. Happy 250th birthday to us. Steve, we'll have your news coming up next. We'll talk to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson after the news.